Okay, so I think today I think just I start talk about view bundle. So today's lecture and next lecture will be based on joint work with Kefeng Liu and Xiaolan Ma and Jian Zhou. This is three collaborators. And I have to admit, you know, I cannot do this work with all these guys. You know, all these three people are geometers. I'm not, you know, I don't know basic. I know nothing about geometers, geometry, and the topology. Okay. And I think first, let's just see. I think the idea is not very deep. Some, in some sense, it's even very naive. Okay, you can see what's going on. So let's just okay. You can just see what's the classical. You know, if first let's just say okay, we talk about a vertex operator v equal to this v y. This yeah, this is a VOA. But there is a very very degenerate case. Degenerate case means okay, what happens is just v equal to c. This again is a VOA. Very very special case. Very special case is a VOA. Just y is one. Y just the multiplication, and omega just a trivial equal to zero. So it's a, this one is also is a very is a VOA. Okay, what a classical K theory is doing is that okay, you consider vector bundle. Vector bundle, you know, over field, you just consider, you can consider it this way, okay? You can just consider each fiber is a module for C, because vector is a vector space is a module for C. So our naive thought is that we cannot replace C by arbitrary vertex operator algebra, because C just specialized, very special VOA, and then replace a vector space by a V module. Okay, this is just a very naive thought. Let's see how far we can go. So this is just, I think, a very naive idea. Okay, in order to make this, transparent, let's just recall what's the classical vector bundle, okay? Okay, so we have, here we have a two space, why they are called, why is E, why is B, these are topological space. Okay, and P is a map from E to B. Okay, this is a continuous map. Okay, this is a continuous map. Satisfy the following conditions, okay? The main condition is that, okay, there, okay, I should see. Okay, there exists open covering called U alpha, and alpha belong to I of B such that, okay, I should put this such that, okay, you can consider what is P inverse and U alpha, okay? This one will be in E, this just homomorphism to this U alpha cross just this Fn. Here, F is a field. This field, in this case, I just either I can pick R or C. N is fixed. N is fixed, okay? And fix, and this one, this okay. In this case, each fiber you can consider. This one is just you can consider B. This just you can just consider Fn. Each fiber is identified with the vector space. This is just a classical definition of a vector bundle. Okay. But I want to see. I think several things. Usually, I think I give a notation. It's called H alpha. This H alpha is so called local trivialization of this vector bundle. And also, and what is B? B is called a base space, and E is so-called total space. Okay, the important thing I want to mention is so-called transition function, because this one is important in the definition of VOA bundles. What's a transition function? Chinese function, I use this G alpha beta. This just a, okay, this is a map from U alpha intersect U beta go to GL and NF. Okay, you see, because we have this local trivialization, and you have a point belong to intersection. One is U alpha cross FN, another is U beta cross FN. As a result, you have an isomorphism between FN to FN. Of course, this just belongs to GL and NF. Okay, this transition function. Okay, but in most of the case, if you have a Riemannian manifold, and this, you can take this group to be SON. Okay, you have much better group. Okay, so let's just see some examples. From these examples, I will just build out how you can construct this VOE bond, give some examples for motivating why you need to construct VOE bundles. Okay. The first example, let's just consider, okay, and just consider what a B equal to SN, just a unit sphere. And in this case, what you take E, okay, you take E just equal to all parents. Okay, I consider this equal, this is sitting in R N plus 1, okay. Then you consider all this X and V, this belong to an SN cross R N plus 1. But you recur, and the X and the V are orthogonal. I should say yes. X, V equal to 0. Of course, here I assume standard Euclidean metric or Euclidean product Rn plus 1. Okay. So this one, this one in this case, this E is okay. This E is a so-called tangent bundle. Okay, how you can see this one, okay? Let's just see, I think it's hard to draw a picture for Sn, but you can draw a picture for if n equal to 1, okay? If n equal to 1. If n equal to 1, and this one will be x, okay? This one will be x, you consider this v, v just orthogonal, my picture is not very good, okay? This is v, okay? Orthogonal to v, okay? You can translate this v from here to here, so the tail of V just at the I think this one, this you can just transpose this vector to here, so this become a real tangent vector. Okay, of course you can do similar things for this for arbitrary n. Okay, so this way how of course then you have to talk about local trivialization. You need to choose for every point in Sn. You need to choose what is hemisphere and do some tangent space, so called orthogonal projection and so on. But you can do it. Okay, this for Sn. Okay, then another example. Okay, I'm going to use is general tangent bundle. In this case, you can just in this case, we suppose M is a manifold. Okay, then you consider TM. TM just equals, again, pairing. This is one X, V. This belongs to M cross and a T. Yeah, I should see, yes. This, I should see this one, yeah. Let's see, okay. I should see, maybe I just put it this way. Yes, because I write it this way, it's just, I just put it here, okay. So what I want is that, okay, just X belong to M, and what is V? V belong to, this is a tangent space at a point X, tangent space at a point X. Again, and there's trivialization and also, and there's a math. Here, by the way, I didn't mention in a previous example, the map P just a projection. Again here, again, as it just a projection. Okay, I think this is the bundle I'm need to use, I think, a lot, I think, today's talk. Okay, so in order to construct some kind of infinite dimensional bundle, I need to recall what is the Euclidean metric, okay, so, or Riemannian manifold. So here, just again, recall, okay, suppose, now let P, this is be a vector bundle. Okay, if you have this vector bundle, okay, and then we call it, yeah, this bundle is a Euclidean bundle. If there exists a continuous map, okay, here a continuous map I use, can see this is from E to, okay, here this is just R, so here one said, okay, I should say Euclidean bundle, here I should assume the bundle is a real vector bundle, not complex vector bundle, real vector bundle, okay, and this one is a continuous, and if you consider the restriction of this one to each fiber, okay, if you consider this restriction of each fiber, this just gives you a map from vector space to R. This one is a positive definite quadratic form. Okay, this one is a positive definite. Okay, in this case, so this is quadratic form. Okay, so here I just give an official definition. Okay, I should see here, M is called Riemannian manifold if the tangent bundle is a tangent bundle is a Euclidean bundle. In this case, you have this continuous map. This just called Riemannian metric. Okay, this just called Riemannian metric. Okay. But in this case, you have Riemannian metric, so you can always choose the transition function. In fact, it's not just in GLNF. In this case, the transition function or G alpha beta belong to SON. I assume N equals dimension of manifold. Okay, you can choose all transition functions to be SON. Okay, so from this one, as you can consider product of vector bundles. Okay, so what do you have? Okay, next example you can consider a TM tensor nth power. Okay, and also symmetric N and a TM and a wedge N and a TM. Okay, you can consider a tensor product, this symmetric tensor, this wedge. Again, these are bundles. Over M. These are bundles over M. These are bundles over M. Okay. So then you can, I think this is just an example in the literature. Then you can consider, what you can consider is sum N from 1 to infinity, so called SQN and SN TM, and also this N from 1 to infinity and lambda QN, which this is a oh, let's see. Okay, and I could also consider this, but I need an extra condition. Consider this bundle. If this bundle really not, I want, and also N from 1 to infinity, maybe N from 0 to infinity, and lambda Q 1/2 plus N, and a tiny bundle. Okay, in fact, this one is not quite complete, but at this point, as far as the representation theory is concerned, this is not complete because you need to add a so-called spin bundle. But in this case, you need to assume every spin manifold. But in any case, what do you get? You get this three infinite dimensional bundle. I tell you what's the definition of this one. I think this is basically these three bundles were used in the first place when they defined so-called elliptic genus and Witten genus. Okay, so what is the definition of ST If I have any vector bundle, okay, if V is vector bundle, you can just, this just equals 1 plus at T V plus T square S square V plus for any V is a vector bundle. Okay, this one is understood one-dimensional trivial bundle. One-dimensional trivial bundle. Okay, this one, because I defined for any bundle, you can consider this symmetric tensor. Similarly, what is this one? Okay, and this one, lambda T V 1 plus T V plus T square, and this wedge square V plus, this is defined in a similar way. Okay, so in this way, this become, okay, but okay, you see, okay, here Q is a parameter. Q is a parameter. So in fact, this one is a infinite dimensional bundle, but it's graded. It's a graded infinite dimensional bundle. In any case, even it's infinite dimensional, but each homogeneous space is finite dimensional. Okay? So this one, you can see, each fiber in this one, for these people who are familiar with VOA, each fiber in this case is a VOA unit. In fact, this, each fiber here is a VOA. Here, the fiber, this fiber, okay, if M has even dimension, this fiber is just a module for alpha algebra cap DL1. L is a half of N if N is even. But for this part, of course, you have to construct alpha modules for the cap, for the alpha algebra DL1. You need to enter, you need to tensor another so-called spin model. Okay, you need to add a spin model. Okay, this again, I think for people who are familiar with reflection theory, you'll see this again, but later on I'm going to tell, construct the modules for alpha algebras and also for, I think, a so-called Heisenberg algebra. See how these are VOA bundles. But the important thing is that, okay, you see, when I consider tensor, okay, you see, when this one, remember, this one, the transition function is SON. When I consider bundle tensor, you never change the transition function because it's just like tensor, you consider diagonal action. So for this one, or for these bundles, or for these three bundles, transition functions G, alpha, beta still belong to SON. So you never change the transition function. This is very important in the future when I discuss VOA bundles. Because in this case, you just consider tensor and the transition function never change. You just consider diagonal action. When you consider tensor product, you consider diagonal action. Okay, transition function still belong to SON for this infinite dimensional bundle. Okay. Oh, T, okay. T just like a variable, parameter, like I use QN. I don't want just like a, T is just a variable. Direct sum of this one, yes. Just graded sum. Just like give a degree. Okay, so now I think I just can give a definition. What is the definition of VOA bundle? Okay, in order to do this one, I need to fix. Not, oh yeah, VOA bundles. Okay, now I fix V is a vertex operator algebra and a U is sub-algebra. Okay, I didn't give definition of sub-algebra. What's a sub-algebra? Okay, in this case, it means the following things. Okay, so first, U is a subspace in V, and also when you consider U and where the same map Y and the 1 and the omega, same 1. So this means 1 must be in U and omega also in U. This again is a VOA. So you consider a map restrict to subspace, this is a sub-VOA. Okay, the reason is because from these examples, you know you have to have this U. Otherwise, this whole thing doesn't work. Okay, you see, okay. Then, okay, here is the definition. Okay, again, let E, okay, let E be as before, topological space. Okay, a map U from E to B is called a UV bundle instead of V bundle. If Yeah, I should say, yeah, this before, and also I said M. M of V module. M is a V module, okay? Just the M just plays the role like, you know, Fn. M is a V module. Okay. Again, I assume, you know, if there is, I should say, there is a open covering. Such that, and, okay, P inverse U alpha is homomorphism, yeah, homomorphic to what is the U alpha cross M. So in other words, in this case, each fiber is a V module. Each fiber is a V module. Okay, this fiber, each fiber in this V module. So in this case, each U P inverse X just is V module. By the way, I choose, you see, even I use several module categories, I think in the last two lectures, but M here is ordinary module. So it's graded, each homogeneous V finite dimensional. So make sure this kind of, it's finite dimensional, so it's just, I want to make sure certain things, you know, I can do. If infinite dimensional, it's out of control. Okay, so this, okay, but I require in this case, what's transition function? I require transition function. What transition function? In this case, G alpha beta X, this one is U homomorphism. Okay, by the way, I want to mention, what does it mean, U homomorphism? You see, your transition function, this one, you see, G alpha beta X, this is a map from M to M again. But the point is that I don't require this map is a V module. In fact, it's not U homomorphism. In fact, it's S homomorphism. I don't require this V S homomorphism, but it's a U S homorphism. So just in, I think in classical case theory, it's like relative theory, okay? So this one is a map, but I require the U homomorphism, U S homorphism, not a V S homorphism. Okay, so let's just see, I think, some remark. The first thing is that, okay, if V equal to U equal to C, the V bundle defined here is exactly the classical vector bundle, complex vector bundle. Okay, this one is clear. It's a complex vector bundle. Okay, now you see, because I put this U, I have some kind of flexibility, so I can change U anything I want. Okay, I think this you will see in the future it's very very useful. Okay, but here what you can see, you can take U equal to V. In this case, it just require just like you know, the module isomorphism. Each you know this transition function just V module isomorphism. This is a bigger subview we can take. Okay, another extreme case is U just equal to subVOA generated by omega. If you have subview generated by omega, this just is a subVOA, just basically this is a Hertz weight module for the Virchow algebra. In other words, you only want to, this transit functions just commute with the Virchow action. That's it. You don't want normal, okay? So you can take these two extreme cases, just basically give you some kind of flexibility. You don't want to take U equal to V at the beginning. Okay, so this is a second remark. okay, yeah, another remark is that, okay, you see, because M is graded. M is graded. So what you can write, is the bundle E, in fact, this one can be direct sum of E lambda. Lambda belong to C. Okay, remember this M will be, because M is ordinary module. M is ordinary module. You can M lambda and lambda belongs to C. Remember, M has this decomposition. M has this decomposition. So as a result, E has this decomposition. Like a big bundle, because it's just a graded, you know. Each fiber you have this graded. So as a result, bundle is graded. Okay. So what we have is the following. Okay. Once you have this one and you have this graded, okay, so what you have is that in this case, each E lambda is a vector bundle. Each E lambda is a vector bundle. But in important sense, you don't want to put them, you know, arbitrarily. There are some connections between different, you know, different gradation, different, you know, I think, different piece. Okay, this, of course, you put it together, basically use VOE structure, you know, put them together. Okay, this one is just an ordinary vector bundle because each fiber in this case, E lambda, if you want to, P inverse and U alpha, this just equal to what? And U alpha cross and M lambda, this is exactly what's going on. Just in each locally, just become this one, just ordinary, this vector bundle. Okay, so now let's just see some examples. Okay, the example I want to recall, the first example in this case, and you assume M is a remaining how to, is this spelling correct? Okay, then if you consider what is the grid, okay, this one, okay, this is SQN and TM, but here I have to consider complex vector bundle, like tensor C. Orange is the real bundle tangent with real bundle tensor C, then this N from 1 to, okay, maybe I should not, okay. Here I just change of dimension. Dimension L, okay. Because, okay, this N from here is infinity, okay. This one is so-called M1, I should say M1 and SOL and M1 bundle. Okay, I explain what is M1 here, what it means M1 here. In fact, I define M. Okay, here what is the M1? In order to define M1, in this case, you consider H just equal to H just a L dimensional complex space with a long degenerate symmetric bilinear form. Okay, and then you consider affinization. Last time I talked about affinization, this is equal to H tensor C T inverse direct sum of C K. And then you consider what is M1. M1 just equal to its induced module H hat universal MMP algebra tensor universal MMP algebra H tensor C T plus C K. Then X on C, okay? So it's just this as vector space is just isomorphic to what this one. It's just a symmetric polynomial algebra H minus N, and the H belong to H, and N bigger than zero. Okay? So this is just what M1, this is just M1, but here I assume it's L dimensional. Okay? In this case, okay, I want to mention, here I use this one, okay? So I just want to recall what's the definition automorphism of vertex operator algebra. Because this, so in this way, this SOL can be realized as the automorphism of this VOAs. Okay, so then this one is sub-VOA, is the invariant sub-VOA. Okay, so here I just want to recall what's the definition. Okay. Okay, suppose that this general V equal to Y omega is a VOA. What is the automorphism? Okay, G is the automorphism of V. This, of course, this means G must be invertible linear transformation. It's the, okay, then first G maps 1 to 1, G maps omega to omega, so G preserves the two distinguished elements. And also GY and VZ, U, this is equal to Y, GVZ, GU. Okay, so this is so-called automorphism. Okay, in this case, okay, in this case, you have this Bernier form, okay? Then your Bernier form X on H, okay, I should say, okay, the automorphism group. This just equal to complex orthogonal group. This complex orthogonal group. Complex orthogonal group. Because this one, just you can consider anyone preserve Bernier form. If you preserve Bernier form, automatically you can lift this to an automorphism of this vertex operator algebra. In particular, SOL sitting. Okay? So you, as a result, you can then you can just consider, yeah, you can consider this U equal to M1 and SOL. Okay? So this one is subgroup here, so then you consider sub-VOA. The reason is, if you recall, I think the example I gave before, the transition functions in SOL. So you want to consider, when you consider this transition function, it must commute with SOL. With SOL, this is the largest sub-VOA which can commute with SOL, its invariance. You can see, it's obvious if you choose, in this case, you choose U equal to V, then it's wrong. The reason is that each fiber is M1. Each fiber is M1, but as a module, it's your different module. If you choose V as a morphism, it must be constant. Just not the right way to do it. Okay, V bundle in this, V, you pick U equal to V, doesn't work. Because in this case, each fiber gives you isomorphism. Because M1 is a simple VOA, if you consider homomorphism and commits with M1, it must be constant. So, but this is wrong because our example from original is just a transition function SOL as not in C star or R star. Okay. Okay, so this is this example. Okay, the next example, okay, in this case, again, I just assume the same thing. And I assume the same thing. This one is, this is n from 1 to infinity, q, yeah, I think lambda q, I'm not sure the notation I used before is in top or here. But yeah, I think it's q. N and what is this is n plus n zero n plus half and tm tensor and r this c complex vector bundle. Okay, this one again, this one in this case, this one is okay. In this case, I assume L is even. Yes, L is even. Okay, this one is L lambda zero s o. L and L lambda zero bundle. Okay, let's see what is L lambda zero. I will explain this later on again. L lambda zero is the basic module for affine algebra path DL D, yeah, because here I use L, so I use 2L 1. No, not here is not direct sum. It's common. It's U is V. Oh, this one, no, direct, it's always tensor. It's infinite tensor. It's always tensor. Just like symmetric, it's infinite tensor. Okay, so this is okay, the basic module, okay, this one, I'm going to tell you what this error lambda zero. Okay, I think after I give another example, then I'll tell this same term. Okay, if I further assume if M is in fact is a spin manifold, in this case you can consider what is this is a so-called spin bundle. Then you consider tensor, yeah, this is N from Y to infinity and wedge QN and TM tensor and this C. This again, and without this one, this is not a module for just for affine algebra. But you have to have this one for people who know repetition theory for affine algebra. This one again is L lambda zero, and this one is S O and L over L and L lambda zero and a bundle, and exactly the same L lambda zero, the same thing. The same thing, okay? Okay, so now I just tell you what is this one, okay? How you can see it, okay? How you can see it. Okay, you want to see this one, okay? Then we just see, okay, if you consider this one is affine algebra, type D, in general, I write D, DL1, I think it's easy for me to write DL1. Okay, then we know this, okay, we want to know what's called level 1 and Hurst-Witt integrable modules. I think this from Professor Kummer lecture, you know what is Hurst-Witt integrable modules, it's all level 1. Level 1, the canonical central element, X as 1. In this case, there are four such modules. The four such modules. If you look at Duncan diagram of this, okay, this is 0, this is 1, this is L, minus 1, this is L, okay? So this is an affine Duncan diagram, okay? This one corresponds to lambda 0, this is called lambda 1, this is called, okay, this is lambda L minus 1, this is lambda L, okay? So this one, there are four modules, irreducible modules. If you use, Professor Kummer's notation, this is the notation he used, just lambda I. Is A equal to 0, A equal to 1, A equal to, this is A equal to L minus 1, A equal to L. These are four level 1 modules for affine algebra DL1. In fact, these two so-called spin modules for affine algebra DL1. Okay, how you can construct them, okay? Okay, you want to construct them, okay? Because when you see the construction, you will realize immediately the fibers are this, these modules, okay? Construction, you take a space, W just equals to W plus direct sum W minus. Here, W plus as opposed to W minus as opposed to CL. In fact, I can choose this just equal, this as vector space just equal to W plus dual. Maybe W plus equals, W minus dual, because I just choose this, okay? And the dual, then you can see, because this is dual each other, and there's natural pairing. Natural, I think, symmetric, non-degenerate, and a bilinear form. Okay? Non-degenerate symmetric bilinear form. Okay, once you have this one, then you can just consider what is W tensor and C and T 1/2 and T minus 1/2. Just as a symbol, just a, this just like a vector space symbol, okay? Or you can just write down this one just equal to all this, what is AN, and A belong to Z, 1/2 Z, and N, yeah, what I'm doing. Okay, then you do so-called Su-Yung-Fu dimension Clifford algebra. What you do is you have what is this one, I call it A and Z. This just equal to algebra, is algebra generated by what? It's associative algebra generated by W tensor and C and T inverse. And modular relation, in this case, is just AM plus BN, AM, BN plus BN and AM. This is equal to, and M, and delta M plus N and 0 inner product AB. Okay, for all AB, you just model this relation. Okay, similarly, you can define an algebra AZ plus 1/2. Okay, in this case, you just consider all half integers, you know, here's all integers, but model the same relation. Okay, once you do this one, you get two Clifford algebras, okay? Once you have these two Clifford algebras, you can consider so-called induced module. Okay, induced module, one is, okay, A is Z, okay, this one tensor, this one is so-called, I call it AZ plus, then C. Okay, what is AZ plus? Okay, AZ plus, okay, this one just it's a sub-algebra generated by AN. Of course, A belongs to W and N bigger than 0, or A0, in this case, A belongs to W plus. Okay, it's just this is W, then you just consider, okay, you just kill this one, and then you can induce the module. This one, as a vector space, is just a wedge, infinite wedge. Okay, this one is W, this is W minus, okay, and direct sum, and what is, and W tensor, and what is T inverse, C T inverse. No wedge, okay? So this one, and similarly, you can define what is Z plus 1/2 tensor, A Z plus 1/2 plus. But in this case, there are no zero part because it's half integers. Just strictly a positive part, then it's just this isomorphic to this wedge. This is just W tensor and T minus, yeah, T 1/2 C and T inverse. Or as vector space, okay. And in fact, this one is isomorphic to L lambda zero direct sum L lambda one. What is L lambda zero? Because this is wedge, you have even part and odd part. Even part is L zero, odd part is L one, okay. And this part, you also have even part, and also have odd part, okay. This even part, this one, basically there are not much difference. Even part and the other part, this gives you these two representations. This is just all four level one modules for alpha algebra type DL1. Then from this one, you can see, and the bundle I introduced before at the Faber is exactly something like this. This one corresponds to this wedge, this part, and this part corresponds to this part. Okay, and similarly if for N plus 1/2. Okay, and in this case, again, the reason is obvious, but this one, in fact, is a vertex operator algebra associated to level one modules, level one has with a representation for upper algebra type DL1. This one is DL over 2, yeah, DL over 2, because the notation I choose is not very good. So here, again, the transition function commutes with the and the upper algebra action, you need to look for the sub-algebra commutes with this group. Of course, it must go to the invariance. And also the automorphism group, this one is just the automorphism of finite dimensional D-algebra of type DL. Of course, this one acts on a finite dimensional D-algebra. This is just these examples. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I consider another example is this is so-called graph. Let's see, I always have trouble to, Grassmann manifold, okay, Grassmannian, okay. It's just, okay, what I do in this case, okay, okay, in this case, I just assume, otherwise it's more common, assume and V is rational. Okay, if it is rational, then I just suppose this M and rational, then, and this one, M1 and Mn are irreducible V modules. Then you just suppose M and W are V modules. Then we know that M must equal to direct sum F from 1 to N and sum Si and Mi and W just equal to direct sum F from 1 to N, sum Ti and Mi. Of course, Si and Ti are just multiplicities because complete reducibility. Okay. I just continue here. Okay, what you do is you following. Okay, I just use. Okay, what is E M W? This just equal to all submodules. This is a set. Of M isomorphic to W. You see, this just basically the analog. Of course, I do this for rational VOEs, so it's easy for me to see it. It's just analog of what is, you see, in classic Grassmannian, you have this big space, you just consider k-dimensional subspace. Okay? This theory calls it submodule. Submodule isomorphic to W. Okay? This is Grassmannian. Okay? What you are doing in this case, of course, it's obvious you can see, and E. MW, this just equals empty set if TI is bigger than SI for some I. It's obvious you don't have such sum module. Okay, so you see, okay, so what happens, so therefore we can assume that this all and TI is less than or equal to SI. Okay, in this case, this EMW just become classical Grassmannian. This one is isomorphic to G T1 cross S1 cross G Tn and Sn. Okay, this G, this just classical Grassmannian is defined in the following way. Okay, what are this? Okay, this G T S just equal to the set of S dimensional subspace in a T dimensional space. Okay? This is a real manifold. This one is a real manifold. Okay? So what you have in this case, okay, you can define, okay, let's see. How would people. Oh, let's see. This is yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, then you can define what is G, M, and W. This just equal to a pairing, okay? This one equal to pairing, okay? Let's see, this one, I should see. Here is x and v, and where x belong to, and e and m, w and v belong to x. In fact, this one is a VV bundle. Okay, this one is a V bundle. Okay, just a VV bundle. Okay, this is just like a classical theory. Okay, but in this case, this is very similar to the classical bundle for Grassmannian manifold. Just a natural bundle. Okay. Now let's just talk about some properties. Okay, I'm not going to give proof of any of this claim. Just list all properties. Okay, the first thing is that if E is a UV bundle and F is a complex vector bundle, then it implies and F tensor E is a UV bundle. Obvious way, just your transitive function, because the transitive function on F, just has nothing to do with U isomorphism. It's obvious. You just, the tensor product, again, of course, the vector bundle. The second thing is, if F is a complex vector bundle and M is a V module, then you can show this F tensor M. This one is a V bundle. I just said V bundle. Okay, you tensor. Okay, this should be understood. You see this one. Okay, you can, at every fiber, you can see the tensor product. This fiber sign dimension vector space tensor M. Okay, so it just give you this a V bundle. Okay, the third thing, is if V is rational, again, I use same notation for modules, if V is rational and any, if V is any and any V bundle, this means V bundle, U equals V, any V bundle E is isomorphic to direct sum of F I tensor M I and I from 1 to N, then for some finite dimension, finite dimensional and vector bundle. Okay, so in other words, if it's rational, the bundle is also very interesting. Just basically, it's classical bundle tensor module. Okay, I think the reason is because you have this computer reducibility. Okay, the fourth one is I want to talk about so-called. Yes, much more. Yes, because in general you can imagine, give you just the algebra level, give you a bigger module, you want to know find a set of all five modules isomorphic to a fixed module. This is there are no good theory to tell you what is this set. This is VV, yes, VV, yes. No, this one just any V bundle has nothing to do with Grassmannian. Huh? No, I say here this property, this has nothing to do with ground money. Here is independent.
See, you are B is rational, you are dependent on ground money.
Yes.
And you are saying that B is rational, B is a VV bundle, then it's something trivial.
It's not a trivial.
No,
no, this bundle is not trivial. Yes, looks like this. Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. Yes. The reason I say is because the reason is I assume V is rational. Because if V is rational, any bundle has this property, not just Grass Manning. If V is rational, any bundle has this property. Because here I assume V is rational. Okay. If V is not rational, if V is not rational and Grass Manning, the structure Grass Manning is not clear. Okay. The four is so-called a dual bundle. Okay, so in this case, okay, and suppose you have this E is a UV bundle. Okay, then what is called E prime is so-called a dual bundle. Okay, how do we do this one? Okay, I should see. And E prime and the lambda, this just equal to E lambda dual. Okay, so remember, and remember this E as a vector bundle, this direct sum of E lambda and the lambda belongs to C, each of these vector bundle. But this is each fiber sign dimensional are considered dual. The bundle you can take a dual is again the bundle. But in this case, so I can take gradient dual, then this one just gave you a dual bundle. In this case, the what is Faber? Faber in this case just the equal to M contragradient module. The Faber is contragradient module. Okay? This is Faber is contragradient module. Okay. The next one is that okay. Next one just said okay. This one said okay, for any okay, I should see okay. For any and a UV bundle and a bundle E, there exists another UV bundle and F such that an E plus direct sum F is a trivial bundle. I say this one is a basic for a construction K-theory. If for any bundle, there always exists another bundle, so the sum becomes trivial bundle. Trivial means the globally E direct sum F globally, okay, just equal to the B cross M just globally for some V module M. Global is manifold just look like this one. Topological speed look like this one. Okay, globally, this trivial mean. So this one is if you look at I think this classical K theory, this one is the basic for constructing K theory. But in this case, we still have this one. But here, because I don't have time, I just didn't you know I think mention some results in order to get this one. Okay, I think my time is up. In fact, I need to talk about this, I think, pullback bundles in order to, again, talk about the case here. Okay, but I think that's basic enough for me to talk next time about then you use this bundle, how you can construct case here. Okay, thank you.